Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Irish beef stew.
Are you kidding me?
Hold on, chill it out for a second.
16 freaking million.
I'm going to ask you to tone it down for a second because I said I was getting angry, but now you're getting a little heated.
Beef brisket.
I like
get off it.
Heated. Beef.
Now, I go home and still watch more.
No, you don't.
After 3 hours, yes, I do.
No, you don't. Tell me what I do and what I don't do.
Well, don't
do.
Tell me. I watch the damn game.
Mongolian beef.
Why are you arguing with me about this? God, you make it freaking unbearable to talk about this stuff.
Do you see where I'm going with this? Beef.
Where's the beef?
It's what's for dinner.
All right, guys. Let's go around the beef. Got a lot of different things to get into. And I got to tell you, difficult news for me personally because I'm going through a divorce of sorts.
I thought this was going to happen the times I've talked to Catch.
No, no, not my marriage.
I know.
What do you mean?
Eric, dump all that.
No, I'm not. Not my marriage.
Yeah, I know.
friendships sometimes. And I told you the time that a guy broke up with me, right?
I remember this. This was a guy from that you used to work with, right?
Yeah, I used to work with all the time.
And he was a single guy, and you were a married guy, and you had less time for him, right?
Yeah, we used to go to lunch together all the time at work and then go back to our cubicles. Funny guy. We're a real good work buddy.
Yeah.
But then I stopped being able to go do stuff because I had kids everywhere.
Right.
And I kind of felt like he was breaking up with me, like breaking up the friendship.
Like, hey, bro, if you don't have time for me and my social stuff, then we just can't be friends.
Well, I really never thought it would ever happen again that I'd break up with a friend because it's not a real relationship. It's a friendship. But I fear that last night I may have broken up with somebody who's very near and dear to me. Would you guys like to guess at who it is?
Josh Hamilton.
I'll never quit him.
Katie Hamilton.
Never started her.
The whole entire cast of the play Hamilton.
I haven't seen it yet, but I've listened to it, and it's really good.
I need to see that. Is it like a guy we went to high school with? KB?
No, it's not KB.
Pettis?
Nope.
A neighbor?
Talked to Pettis, the Cotton Gin, and the Gin doing very well. The Gin had a stand-up comedy night.
All right.
And Aptolo headlined it.
Really?
By a guy, Michael Pasvar, a Light Farms resident. So it went really well. They did it on Tuesday night. One language slip-up. Other than that, it was all good.
Oh, you're not allowed to cuss? He started dropping some.
I've heard some of his stuff, and I didn't think it was that great.
What are you talking about?
Hey, I didn't like
it. I didn't say Young. I said Pasvar. It's Michael Pasvar. You don't have to take shots at everyone named Michael.
Yeah, I just didn't. What I was getting at, I just didn't get.
You've never seen him.
What is the origin of Pasvar?
I may be pronouncing it wrong. Guys, if you think about the closest friends I've had in my whole life, that's the level of friendship that I'm talking about that has ended as of last night.
All right, let me think about this. Galloway?
Randy Galloway?
Yeah.
No. Still very close.
Is that why?
Ben Baseball Ben.
Is that why Shippy didn't come to work today?
Nope, not Shippy. Still good friends with Shippy.
I do not remember Shippy.
Guys.
Oh, Spittle?
Nope. Big Steve.
Who?
Guys, a lot of people think my friendship with Big Steve is like the poster friendship for friendship.
Is he the EDM?
That's Steve Aoki. Who's
Big Steve? Big Steve, when I first started playing Fortnite, I'd go on Fortnite Adventures with Big Steve, and it was incredible because I'd die, he'd revive me, I'd die, he'd revive me, I'd die, he'd kill everyone. He was like a hero. Like, I got to play Fortnite with a police escort, a guy who's so good he could kill whole squads at a time, would always come back and revive me when they killed me with their first shot.
I remember that we played this audio. He's the guy that sounded like a Muppet.
No, that's Shooter McSwaggin. And by the way, Shooter McSwaggin's birthday tomorrow, I think he's going to Fort Worth to eat the world's largest pizza. It's like a It's like a $300 pizza somewhere in Fort Worth. I'm not sure what it's called, but it's like 100 pounds or something.
Squad goals, bro.
Yeah, whole squad goals.
Told me about that.
No, you guys know Big Steve.
Oh, Ziggy.
So Big Steve, for our listeners who don't know, he and Ben had the weirdest romance. Each and every night.
Did you say bromance?
No, it was straight sex.
Each and every night, late into the hours after their wives had gone to bed, they would get on their headsets and start whispering sweet nothings to each other.
We were playing Fortnite, sir.
Whenever a couple of guys slip into each other's headsets, you know it's real.
And I was like, okay, this Big Steve guy, and I haven't, my Fortnite time has gone way downhill, but I remember Big Steve talking a lot of trash to me on Twitter.
Oh, really?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just the occasional, just kind of taking shots.
What do you mean? Like insulting you or our sports talk?
Yeah, like a Rashawn Gary situation?
I kind of like it. Probably just doesn't think. I think he disagreed with my Dak stuff, probably.
Exactly. Disagreed with your Dak stuff. But he couldn't be a nicer guy.
Doesn't sound like it.
Here's why we had a divorce. It was over sports.
Oh, no.
Last night, playing a little Fortnite. And Big Steve had strong feelings about what happened to the Mavericks in free agency. The reason I wanted to bring this up is because I think it represents what a large portion of the fan base thinks. And maybe we'll get back together.
Oh, trust me, I'm wearing it.
At some point down the road. But as I listened to his thoughts, he's like, listen, the Mavs failed. And he was really angry about it because he's a huge Mavs fan. He loves the Mavs. He's like, but we were promised, and I'm like, well, wait, who promised you? What do you mean you were promised? He's like, well, they were happy. They were confident. They were exciting. They were excited. I was like, so you're mad they didn't get Kemba? Yeah, I'm mad. Why didn't they get Kemba? Right?
Right.
And then you're mad that they didn't get Danny Green? Yeah, well, why not Danny? So
that's where we are now? People are mad that the Mavs didn't get a role player they wanted?
Yes.
That's where we are?
So it's like, wait, why didn't they go get somebody, like, what were they doing in there? Like, Boban Marjanovic, isn't that his name, who signed with Indiana? He's like, what about him? Like, what? Like, couldn't they have gotten him? And it's like,
they did get him.
Not Boban.
Bogdanovic.
Bojan. Golly, Bojan.
They're kind of, it's hard to keep up with.
Yeah.
Booyakasha.
But the idea is, like, did they have a plan? Did they get their butts kicked? And I'm like, man, I'm thinking, like, all along the way, we were kind of talking to the Mavs, and then we found out some things afterwards, which we've talked about. They weren't as high on Pat Beverly as we were.
Yeah, I wanted Pat Beverly. And I wanted Pat Beverly back in February.
There's guys they weren't, that they ended up not being high on, that they never came out and explained. But I realized when I was talking to him that he was just really disappointed that thing. He's like, wait, we had all this cap space that we struck out.
No, I get that. And all that is fair. I think all that is fair. And I overhype people, and I got to wear that. But here's the thing that I would have asked Big Steve. All right, Big Steve, tell me about Bogdanovich's game. What do you know? How much have you watched him play? How many Pacer games did you watch last year? Seriously, call in Big Steve. Break down the Pacers last year for me. Someone who's mad about not getting Bogdanovich, I want you to tell me his game. I want you to tell me what he would have done for this team. I want you to tell me. I bet you have not watched 5 minutes of Pacer highlights this year.
No, you're right, and he's super quick to acknowledge that. He's like, hey, man.
So why is he mad?
He's like, he's mad, and I think Mavs fans are mad because they got their hopes up.
About something they've never seen?
But nothing. Like, you had all that money, and you didn't really use it.
They just didn't use it on these names that people haven't seen.
It was DeLon Wright, a name that's their big haul.
Right.
The name that
I want him to compare and contrast DeLon Wright's game with Bogdanovich's game and tell me the difference.
It's like walking into a movie you've never heard of, and you walk out of it, and you're like, God, that movie sucked.
Right. No, seriously.
But you're
getting this, right?
No, like, yeah, I know.
I'm not doing this to attack Big Steve. I love Big Steve. He's hilarious. And he's a passionate Mavs fan, but I think a lot of the fan base feels this way. And so that's why I wanted to bring this up.
Okay, and here's my point about all of this. And then people got mad at me for pointing this out, and that's fine. Everybody's got their prerogative. You can be mad about whatever you want to be mad about. But my whole point of the way that I saw people acting on social media is you are acting mad about things that you're not really even knowledgeable about. And that is an attitude. That is how you want to live your life. You are going to Twitter to just be dissatisfied. Like, there's one guy that writes for Mavs Moneyball. I think he's a knowledgeable guy. But I just stopped following him because every single tweet was negative. Every single thing he tweeted was negative. And I'm like, why do you follow this team? Like, what are you getting out of this? You're bathing in negativity. And to me, what put it over the edge was I had been reading 3 years of Harrison Barnes sucks tweets. And then what put me over the edge was, well, we should have just kept Barnes. And I'm like, man, you really need to just step back and look at a mirror. And why are you just – I get being disappointed. Disappointment is real. There's things to be disappointed about. But I was looking, people send me this stuff on Twitter, and I'm going, man, that doesn't even make sense. I don't really think you're watching the league. But you want to express dissatisfaction. You want to be upset. And I just think that mentality in general is not healthy. And I don't understand why people want to swim in those waters.
Right.
Tell you, though, they can't tell their wife that. They got to tell
you. But in fairness, a lot of folks love sports and they have jobs, so they don't have time to dig in full time. Yeah. And so on the surface, you understand the disappointment. It's like, okay, the Mavs have all this cap space. Look at all these great free agents. They got DeLon Wright in a sign and trade.
Right.
I can understand that, in general. Now, when you start going case by case, okay, KD and Kyrie already predetermined where they were going to go. They rode a banana boat out there. They already knew what they were going to do. Kawhi basically knew what he was going to do. He's going back to L.A.
Not getting Kemba, to me, I think you can be disappointed about that all day long.
That's what we're talking about.
I think that's 100% valid.
Yeah.
I was disappointed. I wanted Kemba. And quite frankly, it's funny. My basketball sensibilities originally told me, I don't know that I want to spend all my money on Kemba. But when I really started thinking through it, I came around on it. And I was like, okay, I see what the ripple effect is here. And we're going to be able, because of the way the salary cap works, we're going to be able to keep Maxey, we're going to be able to keep Dorian, and Kemba is a super dynamic offensive player, and if we put the right pieces around him, I can see this, and even though initially I wasn't on board with it, I came around to that idea, and I was on board with that idea, and I thought they had a very good chance of getting him, and I was disappointed that they didn't get him. But I've also been following the league my entire life. Look at the New York frickin' Knicks. The New York Knicks are supposedly one of the storied franchises in the history of sports. And to quote Tracy Morgan, they got Taj Gibson. They've been doing this for years. This is the number one media market in the world. And the Knicks got Taj Gibson. That is the way free agency goes. And what I was disappointed in all these negative people, was you knew in February that you got the Porzingis, dude. You went from 13 months ago, your best player was Dennis Smith Jr., who nobody thinks is going to be a franchise-changing player. You hope he's good. I think he's going to be good. That's all you had. And 13 months later, you have two of the best players under the age of 25 in the game. It is a miracle that you got it, and everyone is now bitching that you didn't get Danny Green. Are you really looking at yourself in the mirror? Like, what is wrong with you? I understand disappointment, but you're not a teenager. You're not an irrational, going through puberty teenager. You turned Dennis Smith Jr. into Porzingis and Luka, and you're mad that you didn't get Danny Green? What is wrong with you? My God, how can you be so unlikable? Go do something else with your time. He's a 32-year-old role player. Are you serious? What is wrong with you?
Hey man, stop being a homer.
Danny Green! It's Danny Green! He's a role player! Do you know how hard it is to get Porzingis? It's a miracle! And you're mad about Danny Green!
That's Jeff Skid. How you doing, kids?
Have a good time at Little League Night, everybody.
All right, there's a bunch of kids
here. So many kids.
There's a bunch of kids here.
It's Danny Green!
The Rebecca
Green. It's okay!
Before we get out of here.
They're never going to allow us back.
You guys,
all right. I prefer Texas life.
Before we get out of here,
yeah.
You guys think there's a chance me and Big Steve get back together?
Not a chance. And you know what? You need to move on from that guy.
Man, find a guy that's okay with having Porzingis and Luka play video games with him.
Coming up next.
Mike White guy.
Hey, let's go around the NFL. Where are we going to go, KT?
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.